I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. So the U.S. has special ops in the war against ISIS. We know that. On most days, though, we hear the rhetoric of waging war against ISIS in Syria. We hear about airstrikes on ISIS targets. But we don't hear all that much about the presence of U.S. forces on the ground in Syria. There is a photograph, though, that over the past couple of days has started a diplomatic storm on the subject of U.S. ground troops. It shows U.S. forces wearing cloth patches on their arms that identify the Kurdish forces. Turkey was not happy about this, and The World's Richard Hall in Beirut told me why.
This week, the U.S. soldiers were pictured wearing patches of the YPG, which is the Kurdish militia, on their uniforms. And there was a furor about this because, as listeners might know, the YPG is a sworn enemy of Turkey, which is a U.S. ally and a member of NATO. So there was objections from Turkey to the U.S. wearing these patches. The response from the U.S., from the coalition spokesman, Colonel Steve Warren, was that the U.S. military has a history of wearing these patches when they're fighting alongside different groups around the world. It's a way of showing solidarity with the people you're fighting alongside. But also, someone else said that it's a way of blending in with the troops you're fighting alongside. If an ISIS sniper sees an American flag on a uniform, he's obviously going to shoot that guy. So those are the two reasons they gave, but it did cause a lot of problems with U.S. allies in the region.
Yeah, how has Turkey specifically reacted to this?
The Turkish foreign minister said it was unacceptable. The Turkish president, Mr. Erdogan, has responded and said similar things. So the background to this is that Turkey is fighting a war with another Kurdish group called the PKK. And the YPG is kind of the sister organization of the PKK. They're officially separate organizations, but Turkey sees them as one and the same. So in Turkey's eyes, the U.S. is fighting alongside and wearing the patches of one of their biggest enemies. I mean, to Turkey, the YPG is the same as ISIS.
Paint us a picture, Rich, of how big a role U.S. troops have in Syria at this point. How many American troops are there?
So in Syria at the moment, there are roughly 300 U.S. Special Forces troops, and they're there to train and advise the Kurdish YPG, which is a Kurdish militant group, which is one of the strongest allies the U.S. has in the fight against ISIS in Syria. So they're a key partner on the ground, and the U.S. is there to support and advise them officially.
So do they only operate alongside the Kurdish forces?
In Syria, the group they operate alongside is called the Syrian Democratic Forces, which is made up of Arab groups and Kurdish forces, but it's predominantly Kurdish groups. So there's an Arab contingent, but it's mainly a Kurdish force made up of the Kurdish YPG.
So nothing really untoward with wearing the patches, it seems, but given how Turkey sees the Kurds, it does feel a little tone deaf on the part of the U.S. They must have known about the relationship between Turkey and the Kurds, right?
Yeah, I mean, the U.S. officials have spoken about this since and said that it was a mistake, it shouldn't have happened. I mean, this is one of the tricky tasks facing U.S. forces in fighting ISIS, is that they have a group of allies on the ground that are they're all fighting each other. So you've got, they're supporting Syrian rebel groups that are fighting the Kurds, but they're also supporting the Kurds, and they're also an ally of Turkey, which is opposed to the YPG. So they have this mishmash of groups that they're supporting to fight ISIS, which are also fighting each other. I mean, at times we've had U.S.-supported groups fighting each other in Syria while the U.S. has been somewhere else in the country fighting ISIS. It's kind of a mess, and it's a very difficult task for U.S. military advisors to work out.
So these 300 U.S. Special Forces, they're in a supportive advisory role. But with this patch incident, are we to understand now that the U.S. forces are operating on the front lines in Syria?
It appears so, yeah. I mean, the photograph that was taken of them wearing these patches was taken by an AFP photographer, and he said it was near the front line. I mean, it seems in Syria and Iraq, while the U.S. government says officially that boots aren't on the ground, there have been a number of incidences where the U.S. soldiers have been engaged in firefights. I mean, the U.S. has lost two soldiers in such firefights when they weren't supposed to be on the ground. I think the point is that these soldiers are so intertwined with the forces that are fighting on the front line that when fights break out, they're obviously going to be fighting. So there's this kind of blurring between boots on the ground and boots not on the ground. It's kind of a semantic point at this point.
The World's Richard Hall in Beirut. Thank you for your time, Rich.
Thank you very much.